All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
So there you go. I mean, the folly of it all is when Greenberg says, oh, he was brought there to bring them back to their glory days. Well, I guess then you better kick every black guy out of school, get rid of the helmets, and don't throw forward passes, because that's when your glory days were. 1903. You are in your glory days. 10-2, 10-3. This is your glory. This is who you are. It's what you are. And obviously, things are tilted a little bit out of whack against Ohio State, but the truth be told, this is it. I don't buy the national title thing, because you've never won national titles. You got one since 48. One. So Sully brought it up as a big point of contention. We operated in what could happen and should happen. I brought up the Michigan State example of, look, I'm just a different kind of fan. If Mark D'Antonio doesn't have a big year this year, 9 wins plus, meaningful games in November, a chance at Indy, if he doesn't have that kind of year this year, he should walk away gracefully. Now, should and will, two different things. I'm just making a point. I'm allowed to have expectations because I'm willing to tell you exactly how I feel and exactly what I want. Michigan fans are all bark and no bite. Oh, he better beat Ohio State. Or what? Or what? The blue hairs are going to stop writing checks? You going to stop buying tickets? You going to want Harbaugh fired? No, you're not. But the drunk 23-year-olds bellied up to the bar will. But no, there is no pressure. There is no national title. It's all been dumbed down because you're scared. Because when you stepped outside the orb and you went with Rich Rod or Brady, it frightened the bejabbers out of you. So here you are. You're right back to what you've always been, which ain't much. But locally, the media kisses your ass, and you got ESPN in your back pocket because you got a couple of high-level execs there, and you got a couple of high-level people in positions like Desmond Howard and Jalen Rose, and they'll carry your water for you. Bottom line it. You got a coach who talks about you can't beat the cheaters, but your basketball program just hired Jay Smith. And you're celebrating the Fab Five, right? You're a walking contradiction. You're hiring players' parents so they come to school. You're hiring high school coaches so they come to school. I mean, like, what are we doing? So to me, the whole thing's a folly. I don't think you have a right to think you can win it. You should win a national title because you're not holding anybody to any standard here. Your football coach ripped your school apart because of fraudulent and fake academics. He takes the job less than 10 years later. Like, what? That's the stuff the rest of the world looks at you and laughs. So, this is Sully's deal. He's a Michigan fan. He's pissed. He's demanding things. Hey, there you go. The laugh track himself. But go ahead. Opine.
Well, and it's funny, I just came across an article like 20 minutes ago about how the alumni have great expectations for Juwan Howard with Michigan, but that's another thing. But you just brought up basketball. Anyway, I think that I would love to hear people call in and disagree with this and what I'm about to say. The expectation this year for Harbaugh and for Michigan should be nothing less than winning the Big Ten Conference. It's plain and simple. Any Michigan fan that says otherwise, I think is a total slap, a total loser, naive, doesn't get what's going on. The expectation should be to win the Big Ten. And Mike, before you say, oh, well, what will happen versus what should happen, I'm just operating from a fan perspective. Ward Manuel's not going to get on the phone here. We're not going to get Michigan boosters on the phone here. But what I do want to get is real, honest Michigan fans and that I'm confident would agree with me. That's the expectation. It's more than just beating Ohio State, although that needs to happen. It's more than just beating Michigan State. You have to go win the conference. They haven't done that since, what, 2004?
Oh, I would tell you right now, if I were a Michigan fan and I was actually spending money on this program, This is General Custard's last stand.
Yes.
You don't deliver here, you ain't ever getting my checkbook.
It's year five. We can't keep kicking the can here. I think if we're going to be honest with ourselves, if Michigan fans are going to be real about it, not slappies, not on the other side either, if you're going to be honest about it, I think the expectation from a fan's perspective, which is what Feinbaum's talking about, the fan's perspective, not the university's per se, the fans should expect the Big Ten this year. I'm not saying national championship even. I'm saying Big Ten conference, that needs to be the goal. Anything short of that this season is a failure, I think. Anything short of a Big Ten conference championship this season will be a failure for Michigan in year five of Harbaugh. I don't think that's some hot take. If people disagree, I'd love to hear it.
And I'd love to involve state fans. If you think my take is insane regarding expectations of D'Antonio this year, go ahead. I've outlined why I feel that way. Our offense has been broken ever since 2014. We had a great offense. The whole thing fell apart there on out. And Mark has done little to nothing to change it. So it's bleep or get off the potty time right now. And if they don't go out and have a big year, yeah, he should walk away gracefully. Won't happen. Because the same thing I said about Michigan's boosters, I'd say about states. You get these loyalists. They're the best customers in the game. You don't have to do anything, and they just cut the check. Mark's the greatest coach in school history, but there are no free rides in this game. He's paid a hell of a lot of money, and I expect a good product. It's ridiculous.
And let me just at least comment on Michigan State, too, because I think that you've been saying it about Michigan State having a chance to win the Big Ten this season.
Oh, of course.
I know that we're starting to see some traction with maybe some articles being written about the over-unders and how that's been going up and whatnot. But to be honest with you, I don't think we've really had many Michigan State fans call into this show.
They don't exist.
You know, and express that optimism. Mike, I'm around Michigan State people all the time.
Sure.
I have so many friends that went to Michigan State and so many people I know that went to MSU and whatnot. And I do think there is some optimism there. I just don't think we ever get people to call in and say that. That's the thing.
It doesn't matter. There aren't my I've given up on the whole Spartan thing. I have. I think they listen. They're not going to call. They probably agree with what I'm saying anyways. What the hell? They don't need to piggyback my opinion. But they're welcome to. Call in. What the hell? It's free. All these Michigan fans have beating Ohio State as a milestone. It means nothing. Twice in 20 years is an absolute joke. While listening to Karsh and Jansen give their thoughts on their beloved Wolverines, it occurred to me they literally sounded like Dan Orlovsky. I'll stay away from that one. I think the last caller and Roberto have been sharing some of that Peruvian flake. That's from Ryan. What do you say when they run the table this year? End of argument. Go blue. Oh, yeah, you really scared us. Michigan fan doesn't understand. On one hand, they walk around every offseason with bravado as if they are fans of a program like Bama and winning. Yeah, listen, they don't know anything else. If you don't act that way, you'd have to actually look in the mirror. They can't bear that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.